Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Kenmore Square is home to several Boston landmarks, including the Sitco sign and Fenway Park. But if you're not paying attention, you might miss one of the neighborhood's smaller beacons. It's a green sign that marks the beginning of U.S. Route 20, the nation's longest road. WBUR's Amanda Beland has more on how Boston got the sign.
Massachusetts installed the Route 20 sign almost a decade ago, but many Bostonians are still discovering it for the first time. It's near the intersection of Beacon Street and Commonwealth Avenue.
Oh my God, seriously, I didn't know.
That's Boston University sophomore Ivan Solzhenitsyn. He had no idea that if you head west from here in Comm Ave, you're on Route 20. Keep going for 3,365 miles, and you'll come to the sign marking Route 20's endpoint in Newport, Oregon.
So, okay, Route 20 starts here and goes all the way to Newport. Wow, that's an interesting fact. I'm really glad that I learned about it.
For others, like former Massachusetts transportation head Thomas Tinlin, the highway beacon is about more than just trivia. In 2016, Tinlin got a call from officials in Newport, Oregon, asking if Boston would hang a sign showcasing the beginning and eastern end of Route 20.
I think sometimes transportation wonks like myself, you know, it's easy to forget what we do matters and what we do, whether it's roads or tunnels or bridges. It's really all about keeping people connected to one another.
As the 2016 presidential race sparked worries about a divided nation, Tinlin says he was excited to put up a sign that could symbolize togetherness.
When you realize that I can take this road and travel through multiple states, in a way, I just feel like the country gets smaller.
Tinlin credits officials in Oregon, like State Representative David Gomberg, for pushing for the sign. Gomberg, whose district includes Newport, says the West Coast Route 20 marker has a lot of fans.
The three most photographed stops in Newport, Oregon are the lighthouse, the bridge across Yaquina Bay, and a sign that says, "This is the way to Boston."
But Gomberg says the roadside attraction is more than just a spot to take photos.
It captures a bygone spirit of the road trip. What I would say to your readers or your listeners is, now you've got a sign, and all you've got to do is follow the sign to the best fish and chips in the world.
Seafood debates aside, the Route 20 marker helps some people on both coasts feel closer. Nancy Steinberg lives in Newport, Oregon, but grew up in Waltham, Massachusetts. She says she lived in Newport for years before realizing the Route 20 on the West Coast was the same Route 20 she grew up driving back home.
It bridges this great country where I grew up and lived on one side of it and now live on the other, and it makes it seem just a tiny bit smaller when I'm missing home.
The highway passes through 12 states and has fans and many more. A small group called the Historic U.S. Route 20 Association is working to promote and preserve it. There's even poetry about it.
The vagabond, no fixed address, no bed to sleep in, wandering the roads of America, not sure what each new day would bring.
Michael Sarnecki is a New York poet who has driven and written about Route 20 extensively. He remembers the first time he drove the whole thing, in 1996. He had just decided to write poetry full-time and had scheduled readings all along the route.
It was really the first time I went out of my home area and, you know, far away as a poet. And it solidified the view that, you know, I can do this. I can make it as a poet. It's a great road.
Former Massachusetts Highway Administrator Thomas Tinlin hasn't driven all of Route 20, but he says you never know what the future holds.
Maybe that's the next trip. I try to take a big trip once a year, and you know, maybe we do the Griswold. We load up, and it'd be like Chevy Chase on vacation and just go hit it. You know, put in my 80s music track and hit the road, drive my kids crazy.
If Tinlin does hit the road, maybe it will be to mark a birthday. Route 20 will turn 100 years old in 2026. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amanda Beland.